Governor Rick Scott ran on an election platform for job creation that insisted, "Let's get to work." But at Tuesday's rally in Tampa, Lynn Webb, president of the local Central Labor Council, joined a crowd of more than 1,000 protesters, asking, "Where's the jobs?"
Governor Scott wants to cut 8,000 public service union jobs. His proposed budget will lay off 40,000 teachers and school employees.
President of the Hillsborough County PTA, Melissa Erickson, added that Governor Scott is required by the Florida Constitution to properly fund high-quality education.
And then he proceeded to propose $3.3 billion in cuts. That is unacceptable.
Timothy Heberlein works for a local nonprofit called the Florida Consumer Action Network. He worked with the Central Labor Council to organize the rally.
Awake the State was actually the brainchild of Ray Seaman from Progress Florida, and he thought that we really need to respond to this, that this cannot go unanswered, that our brothers and sisters up in Wisconsin and in Ohio and Indiana, you know, they're standing for the working class, and that we need to do our part here in Florida and make sure that the budget cuts aren't coming off of the backs of the working class, that everyone's paying their fair share.
Despite anti-union rhetoric from Republicans, Lynn Webb points out that union workers are neither thugs nor wealthy, but perform a wide range of services in the community.
Your union brothers and sisters are your neighbors. They teach your children. They drive your buses. They care for the sick. They protect your neighborhoods. They install your cable TV. They construct your buildings, put out fires, maintain our streets and parks, build your homes. The list goes on and on. Now let me tell you who we are not. We are not the enemy.
Like other speakers at the rally, Webb wants to hold Wall Street and CEOs accountable for the economic downturn instead of just passing the buck on to union workers.
Despite what Governor Scott and some legislators would have you believe, union workers did not wreck our economy. Amen. Union workers did not bankrupt our state. Amen. Union workers are the ones who built this country. Amen.
One such union worker, Philip Garnett, works for the construction union. Having been laid off a year, he laments the loss of Florida's bid for a high-speed rail project where he almost was certain he could have gotten a job.
And I cannot imagine at such a bad time in our economy in Florida how he could possibly justify not accepting the money, you know, that would put a few thousand people back to work, at least a few thousand. Which is a good number. A few thousand people back to work, like let's say 24,000 people, or even if it was only 10 or 12, would be substantial, you know, because things have been unbelievably dried up and they are coming back so slowly. This has been a prolonged, dragged out mess, what's happened to our economy.
Contrary to the claims of many fiscal conservatives, Reverend Charles McKenzie echoed Michael Moore's claim at a Madison, Wisconsin rally that America is not broke, but that the budget is unfairly balanced.
We are not out of money in this country. No, sir. The working class and the middle class is out of money in this country. We are living from paycheck to paycheck. While the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. We struggle from check to check. And we're saying, as we gather here today, no more business as usual, no more the old stuff, and we are ready to engage in a profound period of unrest across this state, and if necessary, a season of agitation across this state.
Yesterday's rallies coincided with the opening of the Florida legislative session and were meant to show solidarity with the teachers and the union advocates in Wisconsin. Pro-worker rallies were also held in other U.S. states today, including Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, Michigan, and Tennessee. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.